Then why, ignoring such a remarkable approver, do we turn to man who is nothing, all rashness, all randomness? Does he call you wicked and polluted when you are not? If so, pity him even more and mourn because he is corrupt. Disregard his opinion because the eyes of his understanding are darkened. Even the apostles were unjustly criticized like this, and they simply laughed at their detractors. But does he call you good and kind? If you really are, then don't let his opinion inflate your ego, but if you're not, disregard it even more and regard it as mockery.